Hello everyone, and welcome to this full moon forecast for April 23rd. This is a full moon in Sidereal Libra, Tropical Scorpio, and this is where we find the lunar mansion Swati. Swati is ruled by Vayu, the god of wind, of the life force, of prana. And it's all about energy and how we use energy and how it can get scattered, how we can dissipate energy also. And Libra and Swati are very much about finding balance. But balance here suggests balance between individuality and conformity, because Swati is very much about being our own unique self in our own unique way and putting our own stamp on something. One of the symbols is a sword, and it is very high above the ecliptic, this lunar mansion, this constellation Swati. And it's this sense of going wayward, in a sense, going our own way out of, you know, away from the herd. But Libra is all about equality. And when we consider that along with Swati, it's more about the sense that equality is only ever needed when we realize that everyone's different. Everyone's an individual. So we have to think about Swati at this time as a time of precariousness in a way, because a full moon here with Venus about to shift signs into Aries opposite, where the sun is exalted, is a very fiery dynamic time, but one where it could really trigger things in terms of escalation and wars and such. Because if we consider Swati also in terms of finding peace and finding compromise in all these different factions or parties coming together and hammering out a peace treaty, for example, that would be very much represented here by Libra. At the same time, it's a brief moment in time. It's only a short time with the full moon, with then Venus, the ruler of the moon, coming into Aries with a very powerful sun, and all of the other configurations that are happening at this time. It is definitely a precarious time in terms of peace and negotiation. But in our own lives, of course, we can use this full moon, as brief as it might be, as a pivot point as well, to understand our own unique path while compromising with others who have their own unique path. And so this kind of culmination point, as every full moon is, after the recent eclipse, after the Mars, Saturn and Uranus, Jupiter conjunctions, after all of these really dramatic sky events that have been happening, this is a time to find resolution and balance in our own life and peace. And again, all the while discovering our own unique blueprint, that we have our own unique path to walk, and that yes, we can compromise with others who have theirs, but we don't want to compromise with our own. We have to express our individuality while also finding that sense of commune and community and connection with other people. So everyone, I hope that has been of help. As always, I wish you the very best. This is an important full moon, I believe. It's a real pivot time and a precarious one at that. We're on the knife edge at this point, and we really need to pray for peace at this time. So I hope that's been of help. As always, I wish you the very best, and until next time.